Let's talk about the annual cost of new car ownership. That is really interesting because it's surging past $10,000. It's not just sticker shock. It's like historic inflation and new car buyers are paying more for everything automotive.
Yeah, I don't think that would surprise anyone. The average yearly cost to own and operate a new vehicle in 2022 is $10,728. That's around $900 a month. That's up 11% from 2021. Gas prices are driving that increase, but guess what? It costs more to insure your car. It costs more to fix your car. Your car depreciates at a different rate. Everything about car ownership is getting more expensive, including that sticker price. I will say it's even worse in Colorado. We are up in Colorado around $11,500, 7% higher than the national average. That's a combination of higher insurance rates due to the amount of crashes and hail claims we have and the types of cars that we purchase. So, yeah, for anybody shopping for a new car, I don't think this is surprising news, but I think it is bad news for anybody who's thinking about entering the new car market.
When AAA is analyzing these costs and things, take us through the kind of the formula of how all this is determined.
Yep. So we look at 9 different categories of vehicles, everything you could want from electric vehicles, trucks, SUVs, small cars, 45 models in total. We've been doing something similar for about 70 years. And we look at what it's going to cost you to operate that car every year. So that's going to include, of course, fuel. It's going to include maintenance, repair, and even tire costs, the cost of insurance, the cost of license, registration, and taxes, depreciation, and then any finance charges, assuming that you get a loan. So we combine all of that. We look at a 5-year ownership period, assuming you're driving 15,000 miles a year, and that's how we come up with those figures.
That's interesting. And it's not just a gas-powered, right? It's also electric that you're kind of looking at these costs.
Yeah, that's right. And generally, electric vehicle owners will pay more upfront, so that sticker price is going to be higher, sometimes substantially, but then they save. We know it's about 4 cents per mile to charge your vehicle if you can charge it at home. If you're driving a gas-powered vehicle, you're paying around 18.5 cents. There's also fewer maintenance costs generally for electric vehicles, but they can depreciate more quickly. There's not as much of a used car market for electric vehicles. And of course, north of 100,000 miles, sometimes batteries behave questionably. So a mixed bag all around. I think if you're looking to save money, you can do that with an electric vehicle, but it requires a lot more upfront cost.
How old is like the oldest electric vehicle, and these vehicles that are made now, how long will they expect to last before those costs, those maintenance costs, could come into play when they become used electric vehicles?
Yeah, so you do see some older electric vehicles on the road. I mean, the EV is not a brand new invention. It's just brand new that's become this popular. What we know sort of in the automotive world is that you might get an EV and be able to hypermile it and drive that thing forever, but north of around 100,000 miles, including if you're driving a battery electric vehicle, a hybrid vehicle, a plug-in hybrid vehicle, you're going to have some battery issues. And depending on the vehicle, those battery issues can run thousands of dollars. So it's something you want to budget for if you're like the average American consumer and want to get, you know, an average of around 12 years out of your car, which is what we get with internal combustion engines. It's a little bit trickier with electric vehicles, but not impossible, and it is getting better.
Okay, so give me some tips that car buyers can use when they're thinking about purchasing a new vehicle these days.
I would say start early, start shopping around now, start seeing what inventory is out there. But if you're able to wait, if you don't need a brand new car right now, I do think the market's going to soften a little bit. You might want to even call an auto broker and get their sense. They don't typically charge for their services, and then you don't need to deal with negotiating or haggling with a dealer. Also, before you go into the dealer, make sure you know what you want to spend. Buy the car that you want, not the car that the salesman wants you to buy. An easy way to do that is to know your budget so you can't get upsold. That includes calling your bank, your lender, your financial institution before you get to the dealer, getting pre-approval. That can be an additional point of negotiation. You don't need to use the dealer's lender. And then look, there's going to be a few different negotiations. Keep them separate. That's going to be the cost of the car, the finance rate, if you do negotiate with the vendor on that, and then the trade-in value of your own car. Don't let them blend those all together. These are different points, points of leverage that you can have to save money. But look, whether you're buying new or used, because of inventory, because of supply chain issues, because of everything we've been talking about now for a couple of years, it's still not the perfect time to buy a new car. I would wait a little while longer, especially if you want to go to electric, because there are all these new subsidies based off of something signed into law yesterday that you can be eligible for.
And sometimes people don't really take into account the insurance rates that may or may not go up or down depending on what kind of car they buy.
Yeah, and typically the newer the vehicle, the more it's worth, the more it's going to cost to insure. That's why we say, hey, when you're building out your budget and seeing what you can afford, call your insurance agent. They can price out options. Even if your insurance increases because you're switching to a newer vehicle, sometimes there are savings because of safety systems those vehicles have. And then also, it's a good opportunity to bundle. Look, I call my insurance agent 2-3 times a year just to update him on what's going on in my life. And every time I've called him since the pandemic began, he's been found a way to save me money because my life has changed. So whenever you're making a big life decision, I know it's not the first thing you'd think of, but it's really smart advice to get in touch with your agent.
Yeah, no doubt. Skylar, thanks for the time. As always, we appreciate it. Next time, we'll talk about hopefully lower gas prices as we head into fall. Thanks again for the time.